For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hour number three. Wow. Moving right along. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Friday's the end of the Florida tax break that you get if you're shopping for things to get you through the emergency. You know, it is hurricane season. Governor DeSantis in Daytona talking about putting money into nursing programs, and it's already bearing a lot of fruit, and that seems to be going very well. We'll talk more about that coming up. But first, we have our special guest, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, in the House. And good morning, Kat. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. We're doing good, except for our not-so-great showing of the season opener for the Gators. Oof.
Yeah, but I got a feeling they're going to turn it around and win this next game.
Yeah. That's a safe bet.
Hey, what about requiring proof of citizenship to vote? It's a common sense and a logical type thing, but, you know, maybe that's the reason why Democrats are against it. Where does it stand now in the House?
So this is the big fight that's brewing, you know, and I've been here in Florida going around the district talking to different groups about what this deal is shaping up to look like. And we've known that this was coming since July. And of course, now it's starting to get the attention, and it's really, really frustrating because what we are now presented with is a continuing resolution, a CR, a rubber stamp of Nancy Pelosi's spending policies, but an attachment of the SAVE Act, which is the bill that requires states have proof of citizenship along with voter registration, because currently many states, they only require you to check a little box that says, I am, in fact, a United States citizen.
Right, and it's a felony if you lie, but it rarely gets utilized.
If ever, right? And so this toughens up the penalties, and it actually provides a list of documentation acceptable for different entities and states to actually certify that it's just citizens voting in the election. And the Democrats are adamantly against this. And, of course, the thing I hear most often is, oh, well, it's already illegal for non-citizens to vote. And my counter to that is, then why do you have a problem with this? This just makes it so it's a little bit tougher on the penalties. And we're guaranteeing that, in fact, non-citizens can't vote. So it's a very, very simple measure that would get attached to this continuing resolution. But as Chuck Schumer in the Senate has laid out, they're not going to pass it. So we are staring down the barrel once again of a government shutdown right before the election. And it's frustrating because this is something that should not be partisan. This is an American issue. No one should want non-citizens voting in their election. And yet the Democrats are willing to shut the government down over it. And I fear that Republicans, not all, but some, will be willing to once again cave to, well, we don't want to shut the government down, we don't want to do this. No one wants to shut the government down, right? Because, and I point this out all the time to folks who say, shut it down, shut it down. Shutting down the government, you actually spend more money than when it's open and operational. People don't realize that. I'm not interested in spending more of taxpayers' money, and it's silly to think that shutting the government down actually saves money. It doesn't, spend more. So all the interesting components that are leading up until the end of September, which we'll be talking about this a lot more, I hope, but that's the crux of it, is the citizenship requirement of voting that's being attached to the CR.
I mean, you got to keep sending the message, and you got to stand strong for election integrity, and you got to tell it like it is. In my opinion, basically, it's the Democrats will literally do anything to win, whereas Republicans, by and large, want election integrity because they realize if people don't have faith in the system, we're going to have bigger problems than whether we have, you know, a continuing spending resolution or not, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you hit on something talking about election integrity. Right now, the Trump team and the Republican Party, we are engaged in a massive election integrity effort while we're working on the legislative front. On the grassroots front, we collectively have identified precincts around the country that need poll watchers and poll workers, and we're about a month out from that deadline because you have to certify each poll watcher and worker to the state. So since you opened that window and that door there, Bob, I wanted to just point out that in Alachua County, we have 74 precincts that we don't have poll watchers or poll workers in. And in Marion County, we have 106 precincts that we don't have the absolute most poll watchers and workers that we need. And so we really need help from people volunteering on both Election Day, but also during early voting. This is a request that the Trump team has made of us trying to really make sure that every single precinct is covered. And I know here in Florida, we really care about this. And so that's my plea to everyone listening is if you can work a couple of shifts or even a shift, that goes a long way in ensuring the integrity of our election.
Where does somebody who's interested in being a poll watcher, where do they go? Who do they talk to?
We are posting that information on all our social media as well as catforcongress.com. The Republican Party of Florida has those links listed, and I'm going to text them over to you and Greg so you can announce them on air as well.
We'd be happy to do that. And then quickly, we've got, two big stories. One is the CCP and their influence that came to light in Governor Cuomo and Hochul's administration. Yeah. Unbelievable. And I know you're not shocked by it because, unfortunately, this is going to be more common, isn't it?
It is. And was I surprised by it? No, absolutely not. Let us not forget Eric Swalwell and, you know, bang, 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 bang situation where, you know, she was able to infiltrate a member of Congress's office who sits on the Intel Committee.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that is shocking to me and remains continually shocking is the lack of preparation, knowing that the CCP is looking to infiltrate the various levels of government from the federal all the way down to state and local governments, but the fact that we have not made any adjustments moving forward. I don't think people realize that members of Congress as well as their staff don't undergo background checks. And in my office, I absolutely do background checks on all of my team members because I think it's important to establish the trust that these people are who they say they are, that they can be trusted. That's what my constituents and our community demands of me and our team. So it's no surprise that they were able to do this much damage in the case in New York under the Hochul and Cuomo administration, that they got away with it for as long as they did because they're not vetting these people. They're not doing the background checks. And then you tack on what's happening with the Chinese purchasing all our farmland around the United States. It's infuriating. And I can't tell you how many pieces of legislation we have authored and co-sponsored to stop this. But once again, the Senate, they continue to stop it. And we don't have an administration currently that is taking seriously the threat the CCP poses. So that's why it's all so important that we get President Trump reelected so he can tackle this head on.
Well, look, the Chinese are playing a very long, slow game, and they know the weakness of many of our politicians and people in general is greed. And I think they've greased a lot of palms and they've bought their way in to places where they should not be. And like, you know, I said earlier, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But we appreciate your efforts.
Well, it's a serious threat. And whether it's through the purchase of real estate or infiltrating different government levels, we've seen it in academia where universities have been targeted. University of Florida has been targeted. We still have a situation where there were two individuals from UF that were identified. They stole IP. They stole a lot of research and fled the country. And we still don't have answers from that situation that happened right here in Gainesville. So it's a frustrating situation that is compromising our national security, but it has further reaches beyond. I mean, our allies are seeing this. We've seen foreign nations all the way down to small town mayors that have been bought off by the CCP. And like you said, Pop, this is the long game. They're in this for the long haul to really establish themselves as the premier global superpower by any means necessary.
Well, I think Trump and Vance get that, and all the down ballot folks, everybody is on board. You need to, you know, clean some of those folks out and get a new administration in there, and maybe they'll take some of these things more seriously. Congresswoman, we always appreciate your time. Stay safe.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one. Go Gators.
All right. Go Gators. Mm. Indeed. Ouch. It still kind of hurts a little bit. Yeah, that wound hasn't completely.
Yeah.
Top killer behind heart disease and cancer. You might be surprised by the answer. I'll share it with you coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 8:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. And, wow, we've got a lot we want to get to this morning. Some of it we've already shared with you. But this next thing has to do with immigration. You thought you've heard it all. You just hang on. I mean, isn't pretty much like 75 or 80% of Americans outraged at what continues to happen at the border, what's been happening? Well, wait till I share this with you, and it's coming up. But first, a learning opportunity. Who would have thought you could learn something valuable from Real Housewives of Orange County?
Really?
Not calling you out if this is a guilty pleasure for you, but as far as content and enriching your life,
maybe not.
So the star, one of the stars, Vicky Gunvalson, 62. I'm sure she's had so much work, she probably looks like she's 25. But anyway, she had a recent health scare. And this is important for everyone, because did you know that the top killer in the United States after heart disease and cancer is sepsis?
Really?
Sepsis. Yeah, the body's response to an infection. It gets into your blood, and it's very, very dangerous. It's a potentially, obviously, deadly disease. And so Sepsis Awareness Month, actually, it is this month. It's September. So only 65% of American adults have ever even heard of it.
Well, that surprises me, but I guess because I have, so I don't know.
Well, and if you're dealing with family members that have had medical issues, that's or true. You've had your own,
that's true.
Or you have anybody involved in medical or medicine, I think that the term becomes more familiar. But yeah, still a lot of people aren't familiar. And this advisory board, Sepsis Alliance, is California-based, and they're really trying to get the word out about how serious it is. Prompt recognition and treatment can be of great importance in preventing significant illness and even mortality, according to the chief infectious diseases of Mount Sinai. And the star of the show, Gunvalson, shared the details of her sepsis diagnosis. Said, 2 weeks ago, I was heading to my office. I was very delirious and unclear where I was going. Once I got to the office, my staff realized I was not acting normal. My assistant thoroughly thought I was possibly having a stroke.
Oh, wow.
The emergency room diagnosed Gunvalson with a sinus disease and sent her home. But the next morning, she was extremely incoherent. So her boyfriend took her back to the hospital, and she was admitted for 6 days with sepsis and pneumonia. Can you imagine?
Oh,
you're walking around.
Yeah.
You're walking around one day. You don't feel great. Mm. You go to the hospital. They think they've diagnosed it and send you home.
Yeah,
if he hadn't brought her back to the hospital, and I could see myself in that position where nope, I already went once.
Mm-hmm.
But just let me lay here.
I'll be fine.
So she was treated with a course of antibiotics, now recovering at home, and she stays in regular contact with the sepsis team at the hospital. Hmm. And she has experienced some memory loss and difficulty concentrating. The hope is this brain fog will improve over time, but this is serious business. Now, the sepsis in her case may have stemmed from a sinus infection 2 months ago that was treated by multiple rounds of antibiotics. See, then your body starts to adjust and get used to it. And then when it comes back with a vengeance. It comes back stronger or attacks, you know, a different area of the body. So, you know, if you have these fever, chills, rapid heart rate, confusion, shortness of breath, extreme pain, clammy or sweaty skin, you need to get to the doctor or to the hospital. And especially if you think you have been, like if you had been hospitalized recently, if you had some kind of procedure.
Oh, you can be exposed to a lot of stuff.
You need to be doubly careful. Or if you've been treated recently with antibiotics for something, that raises your chances of getting something like this. A high fever, especially those are increased risk of infection, are feeling extremely unwell. You should seek medical attention as soon as possible. Fatigue and lethargy in the setting of infection can be a sign of pneumonia and potential sepsis, even without overt pulmonary symptoms. All right, so pay attention. Earlier, I gave you, you know, the letters if somebody's having a stroke, fast, and what you're supposed to do starts with, you know, facial. This one is time. Temperature, infection, mental decline, and extremely ill. All right. Everybody pay attention. It is 8:28. The Bob Rose Show continues. Greg Cassidy is here. And make sure you hit subscribe for the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you get your podcast, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Yeah! Sweaty Teddy, baby, crank it up. It is 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here.
Hey.
Oh, it's not the 9 o'clock stretch.
No,
yet. I can't relax
yet. No, not yet. You're still gotta like focus a little bit.
Well, there's so many things. You know how it goes. You've got to repeat some of the stuff because they're important stories.
Yeah.
And so I always focus back on some of the top stories. By the way, it is a happy hump day, Trump day. And you've got New York, Democrats in charge. Remember, Cuomo was a governor, now Hochul. And apparently a woman who worked for both of them is being charged. She was really working for the CCP, a spy, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Again, here we
are. Yeah, again, here we go. And, you know, there was Feng Feng and Congressman Swalwell.
Yep.
Who was on the Intel Committee. That's one of the reasons why it was important.
How ironic.
Well, she infiltrated his office. So she goes, I've got a friend who will work for you part-time in the office.
I'm so kind.
And then I remember there was somebody, you know, out of California, and then Nick corrected me, it was Dianne Feinstein, who had a driver that worked for like 20 years or more, who apparently was a spy-like connection.
You just hang around and listen. You know, you'll learn a lot of stuff.
Well, I'd mentioned this to Congresswoman Kat Kamick when we had her on the show earlier. And by the way, you can always pick that up on the Bob Rose Show podcast. All of it. The whole show. All you got to do is wherever you normally get your podcast, just click subscribe. It's not a fee. You just click on that, and you're all set. And the reason I say that is because, you know, you might miss some important things, like legislation she's working on to try to require citizenship, you know, so you can vote.
Yeah.
So that we have integrity in our elections. But, yeah, she brought it up, too. I mean, we talked about the China influence and that they are playing the long game.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. She mentioned, remember, there were a couple of Chinese nationals that stole stuff from UF, documents and what have you. And, you know, they headed to the next plane out to Shanghai, apparently.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of transportation, here you go. Here's the story I had lined up. This is going to rub your rhubarb a little bit on the migrant stuff, but it's true. You need to know about it. And here's the thing. The Biden-Harris administration, if they tell you they're doing anything about illegal immigration, they are lying right out of their faces. The latest development between the Biden-Harris administration and the government of Mexico on the immigration front will see migrants provided busing from two southern Mexico cities to the United States border. The plan will provide the migrants headed to the United States with meals and security during travel from those cities to the U.S. destination where the migrants' asylum appointments are scheduled. This is because of the Border Patrol One app.
Mm-hmm.
You download that?
Yeah.
Now, I know you're already very irritated by that. The new transportation program will allow authorities in Mexico to manage better the flow of migrants traveling into the country's interior by scheduling free travel services as appointments to be released into the United States and are scheduled under the CBP One program. Currently, 1,450 migrants are released into the United States daily under that One Asylum program. Daily. The migrants are not required to pass a credible fear interview. You know what that is, right? Do you fear for your life? Do you fear for it politically? That's what asylum was designed for. That's how asylum used to work until the Democrats came along. You had to try to make a credible case of why you should get to relocate into the interior of the United States. They don't even do that interview anymore. And is this scheduled bus trip coincide with their scheduled asylum meeting? The answer is no. So, oh yeah, my appointment's not for 2 years, but you'll let them in the country for 2 years until they even get an appointment to see if they even have a credible asylum case, which most of them don't, frankly. They're not following the law. The program's announcement comes a week after authorities with Mexico's INM and Biden-Harris administration representatives met in Mexico to expand the geographic region in Mexico where migrants can request that CBP One asylum appointments. Is that? It's election time. All you've got to do is report this story in the mainstream media. And it'll be all over. It would be done, wouldn't it? After all of the crisis, after, what are they, Venezuelan immigrants, the ones that took over apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado with ARs and it took them over. But what I mean by that is you live here, pay us your rent. But you don't own the place. Well, pay us rent or we'll kill you. Oh.
Well, then.
And they're getting away with it. They're getting away with it. And people are outraged, clearly, but so many people, I guess they've still buried their head in the sand. There is one administration, the Biden-Harris administration, who from day one signed executive orders to make our border open. This didn't happen by accident. They didn't knock down the gates. They came because not only were they even invited, the NGOs and others provided transportation, plane tickets. Folks, you can walk if you take long enough from the very southern tip of South America. You can do that. But you can't walk from China or the Middle East, no matter how hard you try.
So somebody's helping is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this needs to get busted wide open.
It does.
I mean, again, if you don't change what you're doing, but you expect the outcome to be different, that's insanity. And no wonder Kamala Harris doesn't want to do any real interviews or really talk to the media. Can you imagine? Hey, can you tell us about this bus passage that American taxpayers are paying for that provides meals and safe passage from southern Mexico to come to the U.S. long before there are any appointments due? Come on. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, thanks for covering this topic. You know, I called you last week about the, what's going on in Colorado. Well, you had two callers this morning on What's Bugging You. Two ladies were talking about their mail going missing. Well, I don't know if I got to this in my call last week, but their mail is going missing in Colorado from Aurora down to Colorado Springs, and they're attributing it to this gang, and that gang that's taken over out there. It's not just one gang. It's a federation of gangs, prison gangs from Venezuela, and Marco Rubio, Senator Marco Rubio, I read an article where he says that he believes that the leaders of that gang are in the United States now. So that's why it's spreading so fast. They're taking over in Chicago. And like you said earlier, they're in New York and everywhere. They're spreading all over. And I believe Rubio said that they're in Florida as well. So get prepared, because you and I talked about this and the other callers and everybody last year about how this is going to escalate, and get prepared for what they're going to do. And how would you like to live in one of those communities where this is happening? You know, it's crazy.
So well, no, thank you. And yeah, it's one thing if you are an able-bodied male who believes in the Second Amendment and, you know, takes care of as much as you can. But if you've got a mob, an armed mob, and that's not an out-of-control mob, it's actually a mob that's working as a unit, like a military unit. I mean, how difficult would it be to stop them? Extremely difficult. And again, this is the kind of thing that'll never happen. A few years ago, we go, it'll never happen. But here we are.
We've said that about a lot of things.
Yes, we have.
And here we are.
Yes, You're right. We're right here.
Yeah.
No, it's not just to get people riled up. It's not just to frighten people. It's to make them aware that things are moving much more rapidly than you might have first believed about the changes that are happening here in our nation, the changes to the population, the amount of ne'er-do-wells and outright bad people that we have allowed in. Bad people. Remember Trump got in trouble because he called someone, what, animals?
Yeah, we're talking about MS-13 gang members.
Wow.
And Pelosi defended him. Amazing, isn't it?
Well, I wish you all a happy hump day, Trump day. Changes need to come at the highest levels of our government. And I pray for Donald Trump, his family. All right, hang in there. We've got a lot more to talk about, including stuff right inside the Sunshine State. Good stuff coming up involving Governor DeSantis on 97.3 The Sky. Bad. Bad news. Tim Walz. Cackling Kamala.
Oh, my goodness.
Bad news.
Yeah.
Hey, have I alerted everybody about the podcast?
Probably not for a little while.
This really is super easy. I know you're busy. I'm going to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. You can pick out the one, the section that you want to listen to. Nice. All right. You could get it on the Odyssey app wherever you get your podcast. All you have to do is hit subscribe. And I know if you're like me, when I first started getting into the whole podcasting, I was like, I'm not going to subscribe because you thought everything was like a fee.
Like a monthly magazine
for,
or something.
And for some things it is, but not for this.
Right.
Yeah. So nice. Subscribe. You got to click on that. All right. Wow. Governor DeSantis good news, discussing the $400 million investment in Florida nurses. Yeah, is there any question that there's a nursing shortage? There is. And the students are doing very well. They have an average passing grade of 92%.
Wow.
That's fantastic. That's, and the investment yielded a 25% increase in nursing students. And DeSantis knows a little bit about nurses. His mom was one for more than 40 years. Wow. That's some kind of job, isn't it? So Florida has over 3 million registered nurses, but the state still needs more. Halifax Hospital and Advent Health kicked in money as well. They threw in $1,900,000 respectively, and Halifax has contributed to a total of $3 million since 2019, and that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Now, we have to get a hold of the whole kind of medical system, if you will. And we're looking forward to having a discussion with Dr. John again soon, where he's going to have a forum and open a lot more eyes to how things are going and what people need to know, especially if you're in the healthcare industry. So looking forward to that. Oh, and speaking of which, Tim Walz. He was offering $200 to families if they'd get their kids vaccinated between the ages of 5 and 11. Can you imagine if families aren't that educated and the push was get vaccinated? And they're like, well, they tell us to get vaccinated and they're going to pay us $200.
That'll get your attention.
Yeah. Indeed, the administration offered a $200 Visa card to Minnesota families to get their children in that age group fully vaccinated. In order to be eligible, parents or guardians were required to ensure their children had both the first and second shots between January 1st and February 28th. At the time, Walz cited the Omicron surge as a prime reason to push vaccinations on children. All right. That's
just
part of what you get. Oh, did I mention he loves China and he's been there 30 times? Yeah.
There's just a lot going on with this guy we don't know yet.
Yeah.
I think.
A U.S.-based residential solar panel company, part of whose goal it is to help the planet, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Lumio made the announcement Tuesday. Amid a value-maximizing sale process. The website said the firm has inked a USD $100 million deal, asset purchase agreement with a major secured lender. So, yeah, Chapter 11 doesn't mean it's all over for you, but you have to wonder how they got into that difficult situation. And, gee, I wonder if it had anything to do with Chinese manufacturers. Yeah, in fact, President Joe Biden in May of 2023 sided with suspected Chinese manufacturers by vetoing a bipartisan plan to restore United States tariffs on solar panels made in the communist country.
So, shake your head at the things this guy's
done. Way to go, Brandon.
Yeah, support the Chinese. There you go, Joe.
Yeah, why would you do that? How can you look American companies and say, oh, yeah, I'm doing everything I can for you. Oh, and I'm pro-union, and I'm pro-jobs. And look at the United Auto Workers and tell them that you're pro-union, and at the same time putting in mandates that you know are going to basically put them out of business and be a huge boom for Chinese and importing battery-powered cars. It's happening big time in Europe right now. Yesterday, Volkswagen announced they're closing down one of their plants. They haven't had to close a plant inside their country, I don't think ever. But certainly, they haven't closed any plants down like since the 1980s. But they're closing one down. And the reason given is the cheap Chinese imports. And they're not just cheap because they're cheap.
Right.
They're cheap because the Chinese Communist government subsidizes the cost of manufacturing and or uses slave labor. How can where's the push and say they're using slave labor?
Mm-hmm.
You have to boycott that.
Instead, they're supporting it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Does that make any sense at all?
No.
And we know they never want you to talk about the Uyghurs, that population mm-hmm. that they have, you know, basically enslaved.
Yep.
Never want, don't talk about them. And don't call Taiwan, Taiwan. But this is serious. They're allowed to get away with it. Where's the European Union? I thought as a, like a union of countries, you know, mm-hmm. you could act together for the benefit of, oh, I don't know, the European Union? It's just amazing. And you know, when you're enriching the communist country, that's going to be at your own peril. What do you think is going to happen? You think all of us, they're going to wake up one day and go, you know, we missed that memo from Nixon in 72. It should be all Coca-Cola and Levi's and cool, dude. And keep on trucking, man.
Yeah,
put one of those patches on your commie uniform.
On
keep on trucking.
Yeah.
But make sure you march this way. That weird march.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Very awkward. Very awkward.
Keep on trucking.
Wow.
Commie brother.
Here's a flashback.
My gosh. Yeah. No, it's it wears you out is what it does. Don't worry. We'll be rejuvenated here momentarily with a 9 o'clock stretch.
Nice.
Where you can enjoy more pearls of wisdom that I will extol free of charge.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.